3. Schooling the stomach. We start learning to eat French the hard way.
Mignon, mignon. Si tu veux du pain, je t'attends. Si tu n'en veux pas, je te bâtons.
Cutie pie, oh so sweet. If you want bread, you'll get some to eat. But if you refuse, you'll get beat. Traditional French nursery rhyme. By the beginning of September, we were all looking forward to the start of the school year. No one had been awaiting La Rentrée more eagerly than Sophie, who desperately wanted to meet kids her own age. So, on the first day of school, we were there bright and early. Sophie walked, clutching my hand, followed by my mother-in-law, while Philippe brought up the rear with Claire, dressed to match her sister. Precious, but I couldn't resist. Janine had drawn my attention to the fact that French schoolchildren, even in a little country village, were much better dressed than their American counterparts. So Sophie had gotten a new outfit only days before. She looked adorable in a dusty rose shirt dress with taupe leggings. I had judged earth tones, a popular choice amongst French parents, to be the safest bet for my kids. Although lots of French children wear white, which mysteriously stays spotless. Sophie and I had gone together in one of our first ever mom and daughter clothes shopping outings. On the drive home, I had reassured her that this year, her first in full-time school, would be just great. At the back of my mind was an image of eager village children being fascinated by l'Américaine, falling all over themselves to befriend the new girl. But I had forgotten what kids could be like. And I had no idea what a small village could be like, having lived in big cities all my life. I soon learned, if you don't know the rules, you're the village idiot. As I was about to learn, my daughter didn't know the rules. And neither, apparently, did I. The first inkling I had of trouble was the small white sheet posted on the front door of the school. The contents of the piece of paper were impossible for me to decipher. It was marked with today's date. It seemed like a list. It had lots of strange words that I couldn't recognize. But I did recognize the days of the week. Maybe it was a list of after-school classes?
Mais non, my husband.